Empty yourself of everything. Let the mind become still. The 10,000 things rise and fall while the self watches their return. They grow and flourish and then return to the source. Returning to the source is stillness, which is the way of nature.
You are listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Expand your mind and keep it love.
Welcome back to episode 107 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Most of you are aware over the past week or two, there's been a book burning style purge of videos on YouTube, channels being shut down, like I said, Black Pigeon Speak was shut down, and a number of other ones. I personally went to upload a video myself, and literally within, you know, clicking upload and, you know, waiting the customary 10 minutes or so for it to upload, I was taken down for whatever, I don't even know whatever reason it was. I guess I may have said the wrong words and the algorithms picked up on it. Don't know. But what's important to know right now is we're in a time right now where they're trying to silence free speech. As YouTubers and content creators get a little closer to that third rail of truth, you know, the MSM and just the powers that be can't have this. You know, people synchronizing together and discovering truth and arriving at, independently, each one doing their research, arriving at their own facts and truth of what's really happening in the system right now. At all means necessary, they want to keep our narrative down. They want to keep our truth suppressed. And they want to keep us from communicating and interacting with one another. And what's going to happen basically with YouTube is it's going to demonetize itself. What's happening in essence right now when you go to YouTube and you type in whatever, you're going to type in Building 7 or whatever thing you want to look into, the first 10, 12 videos that you're going to see are going to be CNBC, MSN, and all videos supporting their mainstream views. In other words, you're going to get lies. As opposed to before, you would type something in and you would get, the algorithms would give you results pertinent to what your search was, your Boolean that you placed in. That is no longer the case. You know, the content to be watched on YouTube is being dictated by YouTube itself and Google. One trick that I tried, I mean, I've been doing some research on this because, you know, as you know, I work on diverse subjects and stuff like that. And I was doing a podcast on the Bolshevik Revolution, I think two podcasts back. Was really intriguing, but I was noticing it really hard. You know, videos that I saw maybe 2 years ago, because I did look up these videos before, they pop up on YouTube. But I went in again, typed in Bolshevik Revolution, and you see like these anti-smear ads and all of these ABF and ABL, whatever these different organizations. That's not what I typed in. I did a search for Bolshevik Revolution. I just wanted to see that content. I went on this site called DuckDuckGo. I'm sure a lot of you heard of it. It's a search engine like Google. But when you enter your search and put Bolshevik Revolution or whatever you're looking for, the search executes, you will be able to then click on videos, and then the videos will pop up on that subject. And most of them, interestingly enough, are on YouTube, but they're like shadow banned. They're in YouTube and you'll be able to watch them, but they're shadow banned. You cannot execute, find them in a search native to YouTube. You have to go through a non-filtered engine like DuckDuckGo. What's going to happen is people, you know, they were going in droves to YouTube. Basically, I spend a lot of time on YouTube getting truth, but I find myself on there less than I'm going on other independent video sites. What I'm going to do for this site is, because there's a lot of information to stay up on, and if I do it on the links on individual episodes, as you roll through, they get lost. Within my own personal website, which is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, and my subreddit, which is alphamalebuddhist, which is a subreddit, I'm gonna put a lot of links on there that make it faster for you to, you know, find your own truth and do research. Links that have helped me, and you know, you cross reference, you know how that's done. In essence, what's going to happen is the younger people right now, that median age person, like between 36, you know, and younger, they really don't go on television anymore. They get all their content And that's what the mainstream media is. That number's changing every year. Effectively, less and less people are watching television, and they're consuming their content through YouTube and other platforms, social media platforms. Now, YouTube doing this move, and they're going to lose a lot of traffic, and people are going to go to, put a video up on that website, BitChute, I believe it's called, BitChute. That seems to be the new thing, and stuff is unedited there. So, once people start, and it doesn't matter whether they go on BitChute or another video engine, but once they sidestep YouTube altogether, YouTube is going to lose control, and they're going to lose that revenue, that advertising revenue, which is going to go to another platform, and they're going to hurt. So I think that's one of the reasons why I think everybody should independently. I'm a small content provider, but I'm a content provider no less. And what I want to do is promote like platforms that I watch, like Asha Logos and Blackpilled and Black Pigeon Speak, and you know, a few more like Mike Rivero. What is that? What Really Happened? You know, Mike needs some support. A lot of people that I listen to out there. And if I forget, you know, Tinfoil Hat, Sam Tripoli, he's awesome. That guy's pumping out the content, man. I love Sam. So, yeah, they're going to effectively lose all of this traffic. They're going to lose this revenue. And what's going to happen is it's going to weaken their position as having control over the narrative, because now people are going, they're doing the whole 100th Monkey thing where they're integrating separately, independently, almost like a peer-to-peer thing back in the days with the Napster. People are starting to do that. I'm noticing little things here and there as far as people trying to put up independent things. Again, that's why I'm doing my subreddit. I'm populating it with links and videos and stuff like that, and advice, you know, to get the truth that we need to get at, because they're really trying to suppress all of that right now. And it's no wonder their whole system is collapsing. Everything that they're trying to put forth right now is to drag us into another war. And really, I am an anti-war activist. That's really, if you want to put it all down to brass tacks, I'm an anti-war activist. I don't believe in war. I don't believe that people should kill one another for profit and control. You know, what's happening is, I don't know exactly how it's playing out or how they're planning it out, but they want, like that one General Wesley Clark, I think his name was, video that's about 7-8 years old, came out and said within 5 years we're going to have war with 6 countries, and they were all countries that don't have a Federal Reserve Bank. They don't have a Rothschild Bank, and it's like, try to remember, it's Cuba, Syria, North Korea, let's see what else, all the countries that were at war, Iran. There's a few of them, but like all the countries that we're at war with right now that don't have a central bank. So you know all of these wars are banks to wars. As a matter of fact, one of my episodes back, Mike Rivera did an excellent YouTube presentation called All Wars Are Banker Wars. And what's really interesting is if you look at that time frame between 1913, when they formed the Federal Reserve Bank, within the next 1913, 1914, we were into World War One already. And 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution, with the spread of communism, which resulted in over 100 million deaths. When you look at, mostly from starvation, when you look at the Armenian genocide, I want to get this message out. It's very important, because there was more than just one genocide. Mao, I think they were responsible for 40 to 50 million deaths, you know, through starvation and whatever tactics they used. And these are all pretty much just from communists and socialists. Russia, I believe the number is 70 million. The Armenian genocide, I keep seeing different numbers. Some of them go as high as 10 million people in that Armenian genocide. With that Ukrainian genocide too, the Holodomor, I think the name of it is. It's horrid where these people were starved to death. And it was the breadbasket of Russia at the time. They had the most fertile land, and they were able to produce the most. And ironically, they were starved to death because of Stalin's madness. I recommend a lot of you guys do a research on that Bolshevik Revolution, because like I said in the prior episode, history repeats itself, and that's what this whole socialistic movement that we have right now with this Antifa and all of these left-leaning people that want free education and free everything. I don't have a direct argument with them as far as what, you know, what they feel they need and what's important, but what I do have a problem with is the far left is trying to shut down free speech right now. And what you need to understand is that the linchpin of freedom is free speech. Without free speech, you're shut down and you're just herded into pens. So important to understand that. And that's why these content platforms are trying to shut down truth, because they can't have the truth out there, because once people wake up, it's too late. And that's what's happening right now. They're trying to shut it down, but you can't put that milk back in the container once it's spilled. You know, the truth is out now. One of the common threads that I'm seeing across the board is anytime you bring up like Hellenic Greece or ancient Rome or the Macedonians, Alexander the Great, some great leaders, it's almost like they either say it's toxic masculinity or they skew it. Like, it's interesting. I was in Barnes & Noble the other day just kind of leafing through books, and I went through the military history, and I saw a big thick book, and it's like the history of world military, great battles or whatever. So right away, my two favorite dudes are going to be Alexander the Great and Hannibal. And for some reason, I'm kind of leaning towards Hannibal, just the way he operated. Crazy. He was kind of crazy, but he was a genius, military genius. So flipping through the book, I go to the Battle of Cannae and just looking at all of Hannibal and the Carthaginian achievements. You know, back at that time, you know, they almost captured Rome. And I went to the Battle of Cannae, which was one of his greatest battles. Ingenious, he was outnumbered, and he won against all odds. But the way they phrased that story in that history book was totally rewritten. It was just totally bullshit. It sounded like the Romans tripped and you know, bumped their heads, and Alexander just luckily won the day, when that wasn't the case at all. You know, one of my prior podcasts, I did one. You go on YouTube and you could see, you know, the masterful military nature of Alexander the Great in Carthage at that time. So, I digress. Oh yeah, back to the point I was making. Really what they're trying to, it looks like they're trying to, the burning down of Notre Dame. I mean, how classic was that? That was built, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in the 1300s or 1400s. It took like 200 years to complete. And it was just a masterpiece. And it was just, you know, when you look at pictures of it, you still see the facade outside. But the whole thing, timbers that were like 1,200 years old were just gutted out completely. And it's just a landmark of just logos of truth. It doesn't, you don't have to be Christian or even be, you know, a believe in God, you know, or be a theist. You know, you can be, you know, a anarchist, or you can be a agnostic or whatever, you know, preference you have, and have to acknowledge the power and the beauty of that Notre Dame, the logos that's within the brickwork of that beautiful shrine to truth. You know, and you could say whatever you want about the Catholic Church. We all, you know, we all have our issues, and that's all understandable. But just look at the building itself. It seems like right now what they're trying to shut down is beauty, art, self-expression, and our history and our culture. You know, it's like, they, you know, it's interesting on YouTube. I'm also seeing, and I'm just going to speak honestly, they're trying to shit on the Vikings and make it sound like the Vikings were the one that caused like a lot of genocide and all that stuff like that. And they're trying to make all these independent, different little fiefdoms and little, you know, like I said, the Carthaginians and even the Romans, you know, you don't even hear about their greatness. They had a civilization that lasted almost 700 years. They had the longest lasting civilization culture ever. And again, I said it in one of my last podcasts, the reason why also is they didn't have attorneys and lawyers that battled it out. When they went to trial, they had a simple question of qui bono, who benefits? And that cuts right down to the chase and clarifies a lot of cloudiness when you look to see who's benefiting. But today, we don't do that. Today, we just keep going with the status quo. They're trying to shut down Hellenic thought, philosophy, critical thinking, education, mathematics. I mean, they're just trying to shut everything down and all the truth. You know, you don't even hear anymore when you watch television, you know, about Pythagoras and about Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. And just the greatness of those ancient Greek civilizations, which started from, I believe, the first Greek philosopher was Theomenes or Theolus or something like that. And he believed water was the essence of all creation. Interesting enough, you know, this is pre-Socratic, before Socrates, like 500 BC. These guys were on the coast of modern-day Turkey, which is now like Ionia, was then Ionia, rather. Really interesting stuff. But they're trying to shut all that culture and history down. They, for some reason, the people in charge, they hate culture, they hate logos, they hate expression of beauty and just man's mastery over nature. Not mastery over nature, but mastery to express himself through nature. That's what they're trying to shut down. And they can't. They never can. But there was another whole incident with this guy from Vox Media, Carlos Maza, and Louder with Crowder. His show's okay, but this, that could take it or leave it. He's a little funny, but, you know, he's lightweight. But his show's entertaining. He's funny. But he got into this thing with this Vox, big wheel at Vox, Carlos Maza, where, I don't know, he made some kind of joke about this guy, and the guy couldn't take it. And they tried to shut down his whole channel, Crowder, which makes no sense because, like I said, you can't speak your truth. You can't be funny anymore because you might offend somebody. And we all know what's really funny is stuff, shit that's offensive is what's funny, you know? I mean, I'm Puerto Rican by birth, and if you got a really, you know, funny Puerto Rican joke, I'll probably laugh harder than you if it's legitimately funny. And you're not saying with hate, you know, in your voice. Like they say, that hard R, you know what I mean? So it's a very, like the Chinese say, man, you live in interesting times, and that's where we are right now. As far as everything that's being that's happening in a really, really fast pace right now, people are not aware of it. They need to catch up to it really quick. I heard a great quote, and I'm not sure who said it, but the quote goes like this. It says, "The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose, and it will defend itself." And that's really, you know, First Amendment rolled up in a nutshell. You know, the truth will always defend itself. You need to have your own right to defend yourself. That apocalypse censorship is just gonna—it's gonna just shut down all of. Look at what happened with MySpace, and look what's happening with Facebook right now. They're all just, you know, playing themselves out, where people are no longer going to those platforms and they're seeking alternatives. And this BitChute might be the one. I think it's better if stuff is decentralized. What I'm going to put in my subreddit, I'm going to put some other video engines in there so you can, you know, find videos that you're looking for. But I think if it were decentralized and there was no main one monster channel, but just an assortment of different ones, and it'll evolve into a way where people interconnect and have, you know, bring up a whole new system that's going to just enable us to bring forth our truth. So that everybody can share truth, you know. So as a podcaster, naturally, I'd like to talk about more positive topics, self-empowerment, truth, you know, Buddhism, and a lot of different Taoist concepts that I like to put forth. But the timing and the patterns, like I always say, the chess pieces on the chessboard right now at a really critical time. And this is really a time that you need to focus on what your rights are and the direction that the rest of this war-torn country wants to go into. Like, they really want to go to war with Iran. They're claiming that Iran shot down an American drone that entered into the airspace of Iran. I don't know what the true facts of the matter are, but I know that Iran did shoot down the American plane, and I know that this involves Russia, and it involves China, and it involves the United States and England, and just a whole lot of other countries. And it's just a really, really scary time, because that region, I don't know exactly what's happening in that region, but it's like somebody's trying to clamp down control over the whole region, you know, from Egypt to Syria, to even Saudi Arabia and Iran and that whole area right there, Syria. They just want to take it all over. And it's craziness, you know. We need to stop these wars. It's enough already with the wars. You know, let the peace of God and Jesus reign, you know, so that we can be there for our families and grow as a nation. And you know, like I said, they're trying to stamp out the family right now. They want to have everybody have their allegiance to the state, just like the socialists and the communists. You guys really got to do your research on that. And the Bolshevik Revolution. It's really, really scary stuff. So, yep, that's really the way it's going down right now. I highly recommend going on that DuckDuckGo. Check out the videos from there. Go to the subreddit. A good place to get your news is going to be from Zero Hedge or from What Really Happened, Mike Rivera's website. Some really, really good channels. Like I said, Black Pigeon Speaks, Asha Logos, Black Pilled. Some really, really good content out there for you to, you know, learn exactly what's happening and what's being put before us right now today, as we, you know, they're losing a grip over the population, and people are waking up at such a fast pace. And the beauty of it is the younger people, they're waking up. You see it now when you have a normal conversation with them, you know. That's the beauty of it, and that's the power of it. So you got to stay up on top of all of your truth. So I'm going to mix in some audio clips here regarding Notre Dame and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm going to put that near the end, and just a couple of little sound clips, you know, for the edification of all the listeners. So I really do want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.
This incident hit me hard, and I know I'm not alone in this. From agnostic to pagan to Christian, whether American or French or German, I think we all felt a deep sense of loss. The masterful architects of this timeless work of art were of a caliber that we're scarcely able to produce anymore. I think this was at the heart of our depth of feeling. The Goths were an exceptional people, and even this word doesn't do them justice. The backbone and the heart of Europe. Nearly every Western nation owes the finest portion of their modern history to the outgrowths of this root. Brilliant minds, warriors, and artists, they also felt a much more real connection to the divine than we do today. Life wasn't experienced as some relatively meaningless clamor for wealth and instant gratification. Because they believed in a higher power, their existence was an active striving to emulate and recreate this conception of absolute perfection, and pay homage to this divine beauty by attempting to manifest it in their creations to the best of their ability. They sought to allow their hands to become conduits of a divine nature, and the Cathedral of Notre Dame was one of their defining constructs, and acted as the heart and soul of what was Europe's most impressive city. Well over 100 years of the most careful and loving labor went into its creation. It wasn't merely the flower of Christianity, or of a particular nation, but of race, culture, and soul. A standing rebuke to so much of what we've allowed our modern world to become. And perhaps this is why so many on the other side of the fence, some secretly, some less secretly, reveled in its destruction. Perhaps it's why the accident happened in the first place, and why the controlled press was so quick to dispense with and bury even the suggestion of foul play. In an age which the average person can recite chapter and verse of every episode of Game of Thrones, yet knows little to nothing of their own cultural heritage, such events are all the more devastating. Instead of being informed and shaped by cultural influences of profound depth and value, springing from our own treasured roots and customs and traditions, we now allow foreign bards to weave powerfully manipulative narratives which we unconsciously digest without a second thought. Like Hansel and Gretel feasting away on that sugary house. Buildings like this cathedral are our breadcrumbs, hints and echoes of a loftier tradition, waiting patiently to be rediscovered, understood, and embraced, and lead us back home. Watching the flames burn, I was struck by a realization I'd had a while back, one which has grown on me ever since. Though our foes glory in painting us as the source of all suffering and misery throughout the world, a careful reading of history shows our archetype to be very much the polar opposite of this. We seem to be the firemen, struggling mightily to put out the fires so often created by others, instilling order where chaos once was, and striving to preserve it. A natural role for a people oriented around an all-father, a heavenly father that provides our template. I feel Kipling used the word burden with eyes wide open, and yet with no hatred in his heart. And the other realization was this: our goal can't be to merely preserve or rebuild such beautiful structures, but needs to be rather to create the conditions from which such builders and creators can once again spring forth. If the world ever allows that divine spark to be wholly snuffed out, all is lost. Technology won't save us, it'll only serve to hasten our implosion. I grit my teeth as I watched a prominent news anchor talk about the mixed opinions about its destruction, almost laughing as she flippantly spoke about how it wasn't really reflective of the modern world anymore. I listened to another, just after, speak to the relatively slow response to the flames by saying if there were so much as one person in any real danger, rest assured everyone would be scrambling. Men routinely died to create such works and were happy to do so, and in many cases would have sacrificed tenfold more if need be. It brought to mind the quote, "A world in which nothing is worth dying for is a world in which nothing is worth living for." A future without spirit and depth is a future in which we're domesticated animals, no longer with gaze fixed upwards, striving towards the heights, but lazily submitting to freefall, not only lacking in greatness, but lacking the ability to even conceive of greatness. Speaking personally, this is a fate worse than death. A muted, impotent world, stumbling forward without purpose. The fire destroyed much, but it was heartening to see that it was no match for Gothic master builders. We need to rekindle that mastery. It's time to rebuild.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.